I appreciate you.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Speaking.
Hi, Brian. My name is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. Where is Local Splash located?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
So I'm trying to get some information as to who you are.
Sure, yeah. We're in Fountain Valley, California, in Orange County, near the Google headquarters. Yeah, I'm actually sending you a text with our landing page here. That way you can kind of have a little visual while I'm going through this with you here.
No, I won't be able to do that. I'm driving on a highway.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wouldn't want to put you in that situation, for sure. Well, it's there. Okay, so I usually just like to start off asking if you have any questions about the program itself, aside from the pricing.
Yeah, why don't you just quickly tell me what it does?
Okay, gotcha. So you have your first page listing on Google. You'll be one of the top recommended companies there. You'll also have your content creation on Bing, the Microsoft search engine. Over 60 different directory listings, like the most popular ones, of course, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, about 67 different directories, so I won't list them all. You'll also be on the Amazon Alexa for voice-activated searches, so even if they just ask their Alexa for those keywords or phrases, you'd still be one of those top recommended companies. The exposure covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, so they literally cover all your bases. You'd also get sponsored Facebook ads as well. And the real beauty of the program, there's a customized tracking and reporting system that can actually see all this real time, you know, the keywords that are working best for you, the areas. That way we can optimize everything as we go forward. And there's even an app that we have called Splash Call, so you can kind of see all this real time on your phone as well. And you guys are looking for a service area about 50 miles, is that right? 50 to 100?
Yeah, 50 is good. We could stretch 100 if it's the right job. How has your service been working for commercial contractors? Because I've seen some other services and they've been horrible.
Oh, I see. Like, was it AdIQ or Townsquare, one of those guys?
It might have been Townsquare.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so for commercial, we can also capitalize on that because it's not just the Google listing. You know, you also have your directory listings, the Facebook ads, which they've had a lot of success with on the Facebook end. Also the Google ads, but usually the Facebook, just because the conversion rates are much higher on those, about 9%. And then also each click is only 10%, or 10 cents. So it actually goes a long way. But we've had luck on both sides, the commercial and residential.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then
how do we get listed?
Oh, go ahead.
Get listed based upon what our areas of expertise are, the areas that we look for.
Right, exactly. So keywords.
Somebody's not just going to go out and say, I'm looking for a contractor, and we pop up. There has to be.
Right. So it'd be anyone searching in certain areas, you know, that you've had luck in, or just you can narrow it down to zip codes, you know, cities, counties, and then also the keywords. So that would also help, you know, just commercial work, you know, certain types of jobs. So the areas and the keywords would be the most specific way to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we can do it by counties, you say?
Yeah, also by county. Yeah, exactly. That's one way we do it. That or zip codes, cities. But,
zip
we can do it by county
many,
as well.
Too many zip codes, yeah.
Right, yeah. So the county would probably be the best way for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So give me an idea on cost then.
Okay. Let's see here. For what I'm thinking for your area and everything, I'm thinking we'll go with the platinum package. That would be set at a flat rate. That's month to month, no contracts. And that would be just $249. Typically that's $599 with a $299 setup fee. But with that credit that she applies, since you guys have been in business some time, you're looking at just the $249 with no setup fee.
Okay.
That's the initial investment.
You were saying something about so much per click?
So we do have another service that we can offer. It's called Google Guaranteed. That'd be pay per click. But one I'm talking about is just month to month, and that's a flat rate no matter how many leads.
So we don't pay
how much success
if
you
get
have.
One,
no, you're
we
not.
We get one caller, 1,000 calls, we pay the same.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that would that would be my preferred way to go, so I know what I'm spending. And this is a month to month contract, so we
right.
We can get out at any time at all.
if we're not
happy exactly.
With it.
Right, you can cancel it anytime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, if you just let us know 3 business days ahead, they can cancel it anytime. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
And then are you guys currently working with a website?
Just told the no, actually, I should really do a website at some point, but, you know.
Okay, yeah, you were saying something. You said you just sent
that around
to someone?
No, I said we just had a lot of problems. We tried years ago hooking up with Home Advisor, which ended up bought by Angie List, and then
Angie,
that
right.
was useless.
That turned into, pretty bad after Angie's bought it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the lead service is a little iffy, to say
well,
the
least. Well, it was we kept getting just disconnected phones and residential shit.
Right. Or spam calls.
Didn't do me any good at all.
Right.
So they just called me the other day and wanted to know. We finally told Amex that not to accept their charges anymore. So then a girl called me the other day from their collections and we want to, what do you want to do about it? I said, absolutely nothing. I said, I'd like to get all my money back.
I said,
don't call me again. Just, send me when we're going to go to court. I said, that's where I want to go. So,
yeah, and they had actually a class action lawsuit against them. So, yeah, I'm sure you'd win because they've already had it happen before. So,
yeah, I know. They are useless. Just give me 1 second. I got to see where I am on this highway. So I don't.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Charge.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss
it.
All right. For sure, yeah.
So 249. And then, okay, so the keywords would be the trades we do, which would be electrical, mechanical.
Right.
And general construction. Maybe the 3 categories that I'd be looking for.
Okay. Got it. And then for the counties, what counties would you be looking for?
Counties would be Delaware County. These are all in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Right.
Delaware County, Chester County, Montgomery County, and I guess we could do Bucks County.
Bucks, okay. Perfect. Pennsylvania, okay.
Include Lancaster County, too. Sometimes it's more on the edge of a lot of these places, so.
Right. Exactly. So sometimes it's good to cover both,
The place I do not want is Philadelphia.
Okay, I'll make a note here. No Philadelphia.
No Philadelphia. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's not one of the counties I listed, so. But yeah, Philadelphia's just.
But you know, we can try
place.
To. Yeah. I've heard actually. There was another person I was speaking with the other day that they were like, "No, just no jobs there." So it's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, well, it's funny as I'm right now. I'm in the middle of 2 jobs in Philadelphia because I'm doing them for other contractors. And
oh, really?
I'm working in Philly right now, and it's like, I hate it.
Yeah, no
I
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the area.
It's
itself,
like showing
right?
up at a job site and having to sweep away 50 syringes before you can start work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I figured. That's what I heard from the other people I spoke with. Yeah,
it's a pit. Those are the city and. I don't even know if there's
yeah, and
a
I think it only
left
got
in the city.
Worse after, you know, everything that's been going on the past few years.
Oh, yeah. It made it worse. And then they came up with these great ideas let's set up places where you can go and shoot up with clean needles. Yeah, there we go. That'll fix the problem.
Yeah, let's give them a safe place to do that so it just encourages them to do it more, right?
Well, you're out in Orange County, so you go a little north to you. You got San Francisco. What a shithole they're turning that into.
No, exactly. I mean, it's like I think every area has one, you know, a smaller area that's somewhat like that.
All right, so. So this would show us up, and we'd be listed as Brian E. Walsh, Inc.
Right, exactly. Brian E. Walsh Contractors or Brian E. Walsh, Inc., however you'd like to listen to it here.
You can do contractors. That way people sometimes get confused. If it says contractors, it may open their eyes. But, yeah, do that.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a general term, so the search will be better that way, too.
Yeah, right. And the phone number that you reached me is my cell, so I'll give you the the office number, which is also picked up by an answering service.
Oh, perfect.
That makes it a lot easier for me to track
it. For sure, yeah. What's that number?
610-622-1050.
Okay. Got it.
Pardon me.
No worries. Thank you for saying excuse me.
Sorry, it's just...
Hey, it happens.
I'm on my way to an appointment, and I'm like, I've got, I got plenty of time to get there. I thought I was going to hit more traffic when I left Philly, so.
Luckily not. Yeah, because it can be hell.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then, what's your last name, Brian?
Walsh, W-A-L-S-H.
And then E. Walsh, right? That's Brian E. Walsh.
Yes, middle initial E.
Okay, and then for, because once we, you know, get you set up here and everything, I'm going to be sending like a, through email and text, like your, you know, everything, terms and conditions, all that. What would be a good email for that?
It is bwalsh@verizon.net.
Verizon.net. Okay, so that's bwalsh@verizon.net, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Just make sure we got this right. And then for the address I have is 500 Mildred Avenue. Is that the same for billing too, or?
No, we did. We did move.
Oh, okay.
Our address is our address for billing and everything is P.O. Box 89. And that is Glenn Olden. It's one word, G-L-E-N-O-L-D-E-N, Pennsylvania. 19036.
P.O. Box 89, Glenn Olden, and then what was the rest?
P.A. 19036.
P.A. 19036. Okay. And you said you didn't have a site, right? We can set up one for you, a new one, or?
I do not have a website.
Okay. I'll have them throw that in there, too. And then, let's see. So for your listing, let's see what we got here.
Whoa, shit.
What happened?
These cops are out of their minds. There was... Interesting. I thought a cop had somebody pulled over, but it obviously was an unmarked car in front of a marked state police car. And He just pulled right out into the traffic like, hey, I'm coming out here.
Right, like no warning. Like.
Right, yeah, if I did that, he'd be giving me a ticket right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He'd be pulling over immediately to make his quota. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can do whatever they want, right? Yeah, whatever.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. Okay, so we got you set up on that. Next, we're going to set up like the how your listing would appear there.
Okay.
So for your hours of operation, is it like a 9 to 5, or how would you want the hours to appear?
Actually, we're available 24 hours because we do emergency work.
Okay, 24-hour emergency work. And then do you want me to put like hours of operation for regular hours or just 24-hour for everything?
Yeah, you can just put the 24 hours. If somebody's got a problem, they can call the, it'll go, if we're not there, it'll go to the answering service. So the phone's answered 24/7. So.
Oh, okay. So then that can be 24. Okay, great. And then for preferred method of contact, you want phone, text, and email?
Phone.
Just phone? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Phone would be good. If they're looking us up, they're going to find us. Phone would be good. That way we know we got the call.
Right.
I don't always check email.
Yeah, yeah. Some people it's better just for phone. So, yeah, that's totally understood.
I'm probably old enough to be your grandfather, so, you know. I don't do that stuff that much.
No, understood. Yeah, you probably wouldn't check it anyway, so no worries. I totally get it.
Yeah, I check it usually every day, but, it doesn't come up on my phone. If we get a phone call and it goes to the office or to the answering service, then I get an immediate follow-up phone call so I know.
Oh, so yeah, phone is
going to be a problem.
Just fine for you. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, Yeah, that's the best way.
Okay, and then are you going to want the, this is included everything I'm going to mention. There's not going to be any extra cost. It would be call tracking so they can see where the calls are coming in and we can kind of optimize and track where the areas are working best. And then also that app I talked about. Now, you don't have to have the app, but it's included if you want it.
Yeah, I'll see if I set it up or not. Obviously, I would have to do that after the fact since I'm driving.
Right, exactly. So
that's
so
a possibility. But the tracking, at least we can get an idea. And we'll know immediately how many calls we're getting from this thing.
Right, exactly.
My other question is about this is everybody promises to put you on the first page of all these search engines.
Right.
Okay. But obviously everybody can't be there.
Yeah, that's true. So the reason it's a very strict Google guideline and we follow it because it just doesn't make any sense for us to work with your competition. It's just working against ourselves. Because if we did that and say we sign you up and then we sign up another commercial contractor in the area, then you're not going to get the most amount of calls. You're not going to have as much success and you're just going to end up canceling. You know what I mean? So we
right,
do.
But again, you're not the only game in town. So all these other people that are doing what you do are promising to put their person on page one of Google. And we obviously can't
right.
all be on page one.
Right. So the main thing is their listings open up for a multitude of reasons. You know, people get flagged or they get taken down, you know, they retire, whatnot. So it does fluctuate. Now, you will still be within the top 3 to 5. You're not going to go any farther than that. Like, one day you may be the first. Next day you're the second. It happens to us too because we're listed on the first page. One day we're the second, next day we're the first. It just depends, but you're never going to fluctuate out of there. Like you're not going to be, you know, going to below 5 or page 2 or anything like that. This doesn't fluctuate that much. So yes, that is true. So just to be completely transparent with
right.
it, but you're not going to be fluctuating to where it's like going to be detrimental to you.
No,
okay.
All right.
And then
I
you
don't
guys,
have a lot to lose here. $250 is, I'll give it a shot with you
just
guys.
Just drop in the bucket for an opportunity to see if it works, right? Exactly. And like I said, you can cancel at any time. I mean, that's obviously not what we want. I know that's not going to happen, but just for peace of mind, you know, like you said, it is there. And you said you didn't have any Facebook or anything like that, right? You're not on social media?
No.
Okay. So we can worry about that later if you want to set something up. If not, totally fine. And then you don't already have a Google business profile, right? Like you're not verified through Google
correct.
Already? Okay, so we'll set one up for you.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for services that you offer, electrical, mechanical, general construction, on the commercial end, right?
Correct. Only commercial.
All right. I'll make in caps only commercial. And then...
Well, commercial, industrial, but, you know, if they're most industrial accounts would look at commercial. And
yeah, I would say, so. Right, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Okay, and then, let's see, so that should be good for that. Only other thing I need to do is set up a time for your interview with our tech who's going to set all this up for you tomorrow. What's a good time for you tomorrow?
Oh, shoot. I would say, well, you're in California, so that's a plus.
Right.
So how about... about around 4 p.m. my time.
4 p.m. Eastern. Right, yeah, it does help because it could be later because of the time difference, right? Okay.
Right, somewhere between 4 and 5 would work.
Right. Okay, got you.
Jesus, these state troopers are all over the place today.
In Philadelphia, it's probably like consistent with that, right, all the time?
Yeah, well, I'm way out of Philadelphia now.
Oh, you are?
Down
oh, so it's
Chester
just
County.
All over the place, huh?
I've been driving, yeah.
Crazy, okay. So let's see. Next thing we're going to set up for you, we'll go through billing. And the address that for your billing is the same, the P.O. Box 89,
correct.
Glen Olden.
Correct.
And that's, yep. What was it? Is it Spokane, Pennsylvania, or which one was it?
No, Glen Olden. Glen Olden, Pennsylvania.
That's Glen Olden. Okay. And that's Glen, you know, typical spelling.
G-L-E-N-O-O-L-D-E-N. G-L-E-N-O-L-D-E-N.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Perfect. And then got the name here. Okay. And then that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
No, it's American Express.
American Express, okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, the problem I have is we've had a nice conversation, but how do I know I can trust you to give you my credit card information?
That's also a good question. What I can also do is send you, I mean, I sent those texts to you, but I also sent through an email everything that we're going to set up for you in writing. Is that work for you? Is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine, but I just need to, I'd like to see that before I get, just give a credit card to somebody over the phone.
No, of course. No, understood. Okay, so I'm sending that to you right now.
But again, I'm driving, so I'm not.
Right.
I'm not going to get to my location for about an hour.
Yeah, no worries.
You,
I mean.
So if you wish, put it together, I can take a look at this evening and, you know, go from there.
Sure, yeah, I mean. I don't have any problem with that. That's not a problem. I mean, let's see. So it's bwalsh@verizon.net, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Let's see here.
To show you just how much on top of this I am, I've got to be 20 years ago, maybe even more, that I locked up four different URLs for the business.
Right.
That we've to date have never used. So, but at least I have them.
And yeah, we can still use those, right? Yeah.
I figured sooner or later I'd get a web page, and you know, like I said, it's only been 20 plus years. What the hell? You can't rush into this shit, you know?
Right. You know, it's got to be the right
we're
time.
We are just fortunately we're very busy, but you know what? I said let's take a look and see if any of this other stuff works. That's why we. You know, I went around probably half a dozen times when it was Home Advisor, and I just said, you know, come on, your very name says you're residential. And, you know, after I just felt bad for the poor sales guy, and I finally said, all right, let's give it a shot. But we probably paid them $4,000 or $5,000 in fees, and out of the entire thing, I think we had maybe three viable leads. And, you know, two of those three we turned into work. But, yeah, but it was, the leads were just horrible.
Yeah, they're just, like, you know, inusable, you know, like they don't really lead anywhere, so to speak.
Well, it's people sitting around on the Internet just kicking around, and they just put fake stuff in there. A couple times I called the number to be a different contractor in my area, and they said, oh, God, not again. You know, we keep getting this all the time. So... And the way they worked is when they sent you a lead, they charged you. So.
Yeah, exactly. They're still charging you for the lead.
It depended upon what they considered the lead.
Nothing.
Yeah, it could be a $40 charge. It could be a $250 charge. But, you know, and then you'd find out that the phone number was bogus.
Right. Or like it's just a spam call or, you know, it's just an estimate.
Yeah.
They don't answer the phone. And then they're still charging you like exorbitant amounts for these leads, right? It adds up pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did add up. I just, when I said, you know, forget it. We're not doing this.
Yeah, so, I know. A lot of people end up canceling or just turning their card off because they just won't stop billing them.
Well, I don't have to turn a card off. All I got to do is tell Amex to not honor the charges, and that's good. We've been with Amex for a long, long time, so we have a very good relationship with them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're one of those people that's been with them a long time, yeah, they don't have any problem doing that, especially in a situation like that.
Yeah, they know. They've had enough other scams.
So, right? And I think with HomeAdvisor especially.
Like you said, I knew there was a class action suit against both them and Angie List, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, they bought them out, and they bought out a couple other companies, too, and then just turned it into basically...
Yeah.
I like to say they just sell leads. That's how they make money. They don't really actually help many people.
No, and they don't even care if the leads are any good. They're just signing people up, charging them for leads. And most people, when they start talking legal, they just cave.
Right, yeah, because they're just like going to pay their way out of it most of the time. So they don't really mind.
Yeah. But that's not my game plan.
Right, and the real kicker is...
I don't owe anyone any money. It's that simple. So if, you know, something comes up that's a hassle, then I just, okay, fine, let's go to court.
Yeah, why not?
I shelve a lot as I get hired. Yeah, I get hired by different insurance companies and lawyers as an expert witness. So, you know, going to court is not something that I'm worried about.
Right. Yeah. It's especially with them, because you know that they're most likely just going to, fine, okay, we'll pay the fine, whatever, and then you win.
Well, they're not going to go to this last one here was like $350 or something. And, you know, they might show up in district court. So it's okay, fine. I'll go to district court. I'll waste the time there. And, you know, if we would lose for some reason, I would just appeal it. So now they've got to go in the common police court. They're not going to spend the money for a lawyer because they know they're not going to win. And it's a, you know, it's just
like the system. Yeah, exactly. It's just a system of crap that just keeps on revolving. So
yeah.
And with money,
you mentioned Yelp earlier. It was a riot. I was in court with these four people. They had a hell of a problem. It was attorney called me and asked if I could go to court for them, but they had a Down syndrome child. People came out, set up their oil furnace incorrectly. The furnace backfired, put carbon monoxide through the whole house, put soot through the whole house, and you know, just completely set up wrong. We went to court.
Right.
Their lawyer says to me, I'm on a stand, and their lawyer says, about, you know, you've been in business, you've been this and that, and I, yes. And he said, well, I couldn't find you on Yelp. I said, really? I said, well, please tell me that your client's whole case doesn't
revolve around that,
whether
right.
or not you found me on Yelp, you moron. And even the auditors are laughing.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, that's just like ridiculous.
Yeah. So we explained what was done, what was wrong, and, you know, I had, you know, their guy just screwed up. You know, it's like, so the insurance company, I'm sure, is who ended up paying for it, but most of the contractors out there, I don't know how it is in your area, but I will tell you, I tell people all the time here, if you call, well, commercial, it's a little different. It should be, but not always, but it used to be when they had telephone books. I said, if you go to the phone directory, you pick 10 contractors out at random. If you're lucky, 4 out of those 10 will actually know how to do the job right. And if you assemble 10 of those people out of that 40%, you're lucky if 20% of those will actually do it right. It's the same. I really feel bad for consumers, because most contractors are either inept or just crooked.
Right, and especially nowadays too. It's even more
so many times. Yeah. We had one where they did a big addition to this woman's house and looked at it, and they did the structural part of it wrong. Every piece of material they used was one size too small. Her addition was actually caving in, pushing the walls out, and you know, no lawyer wanted to take the case, so she. We ended up fixing the house for she paid $85,000 for the addition. I think it cost $35,000 for us to fix it. And, you know, she couldn't sue because apparently she had a problem and the job was first done. The builder wouldn't fix it, so she sued him. I knew he would. When I knew who it was, I knew, well, that guy would never show up to fix anything. And so her idiot lawyer had her sign a general release, so she let him off the hook forever. So,
what?
Stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad lawyers out there, too. You know, it's just not contractors. Everybody's got problems.
Yeah, it's everything nowadays, yeah. It's too bad. Especially with certain trades, too. Like, I feel like there's just a lot of clown shows sometimes.
Yeah. Well, there is. The worst are roofers. And I think the very worst trade out there is probably roofers. And
really?
Next to that,
you've had experience with it?
Yeah, because... Well, let's face it, most people, when they get something done on a roof, never see the roof again. Yeah. My nephew's down in Florida. He just got hit with the hurricane that went through last fall, and he finally got a roofer to come put a roof on. The guy put the wrong shingles on. His shingles were dark brown. The guy put gray on and says, well, it's what you agreed to. So, it's like they're fighting about that. I'm like, come on. Yeah, it's just amazing that this shows your people.
Like right, you said, I feel bad for the consumers, man. I mean, so, I mean, is this something you'd be interested in or willing to pursue? I mean.
Yeah, I think so. I think this sounds like I'll give it a shot. I said for $250, it's, you know, I'll go for it. What the hell?
Right? So, yeah, I was going to say, if so, I mean, just let me, what do I need to do to make it happen, you know?
Well, I can't see anything until later. Can you? Do you want to get back to me tomorrow? You're welcome to call me back, and once I review this tonight, you know, I'll give you the card so that we can go forward. But as I said, you sound like a wonderful guy and all that, but I'm not about to just say, here, it's like credit card information.
Right, no, and I wouldn't, you know, be expecting that either. No, I totally understand. I was just going to say, because it is a call center, so, I mean, they just basically call through the area until they fill the listing. So, I mean, it would take literally 5 minutes. Is there any way you could just pull over real quick, take a look at it? That way we can get you signed up, you know, get it moving, you know, the sooner the better.
So if I take a look at it, what will we do then?
So basically,
do I have to send anything
look
back
at it
to you or what?
So the only thing we'll do, I'll set up the billing, then you get sent your terms and conditions, which you just basically click on something and then type your name and enter and then boom, done. Like it takes just a minute.
Yeah.
And then after that.
I'm sorry. I can't do that because I'd be pulling over and trying to do this in a hurry and I do not have a whole lot of time to make it to this appointment. I just can't. I'd like to tell you yes, but I can't. So you keep my number and call me back tomorrow. You've got to be able to make whatever calls you want going out. Just call me back tomorrow. I would say if you call me tomorrow, right in that time, that 4 to 5 Eastern time, which is only 1 to 2 your time, I'll have had a chance to see everything. And if it looks good, I'll send it back to you while we talk. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So you got that in
your
text. That's
the best I can do for you.
No, all good.
All right, very good.
No worries. So we'll talk to you then.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, you have a good one. Mm-hmm.